Christian Music Rewind.
We're heading back to the year 1998 this week on the Retro Top 3 Countdown. And while The Price is Right was taping its 5,000th episode by giving away a new car every game, these were the top three songs on Christian radio. Starting off, here's former Kansas frontman John Elefante, who was peaking on the charts at number three with Not Just Any Other Day. It's on Christian Music Rewind's Retro Top 3 Countdown.
Just another early morning as the sun began to rise, like a million other mornings just the same. The people of the town began their ordinary lives, unsuspecting of a world about to change. This was not just any other day. No, 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 no. It was not just any other day. No, no. But little did they know that on the other side of town, the sin of all humanity would bleed beneath the crown of a man whose only blame was being born a king. And I wish that I could have felt that weight on me. I wish that I could have felt that weight. I would have looked into your dying eyes instead of you in disbelief and thought, it's just what you've been telling me. As usual, nothing different at all. As dusk would cast a shadow, the night began to fall. But no one stopped to notice that before this day would end, the sick and the afflicted needn't ever hurt again. Not just any other day. No, no, no. It was not just any other day. No. As a small crowd gathered just beneath the dying sun, the fulfillment of a promise had been done. And I wish that I could have felt that weight on me. I wish that I could have felt that weight. Oh, I would have looked into your dying eyes instead of you in disbelief and thought, you've been telling me. I wish that I could have felt that way 2,000 years ago. It was not just any other day. No. Not just any other day.
The Christian Music Rewind Retro Top 3 Countdown. This week in 1998.
Driving down the highway, it jumps out and caught my eye. Painted there in neon
for all to see. The answer for a lonely world, how easy could it be? Complicated living needs a complicated cure. At least that's what I've heard. But suddenly what I believe gripped the very heart of me. As simple as it seems, nothing says it better than Jesus saves. I know that Jesus saves. Oh, Jesus saves. I know that Jesus saves. There's nothing more that I can say. It's just enough that Jesus saves. Who's got a call to reach the lost? He's schooling his theology and all the meanings of the cross. He sees a world that's dying and knows the one thing left to say is wrapped up in two simple words that are never gonna change. I think it's time we put aside things that only cloud the mind. It's enough to speak the truth. Take a look and you'll see what it is that sets us free. Simple as it seems, nothing says it better than Jesus says. I know that Jesus says. Oh, Jesus says. I know that Jesus says. There's nothing more that I can say. It's just enough that Jesus says.
He came for the lost.
Christian Music Rewind, looking back at the biggest songs from this week in 1998 with Greg Long and Jesus Saves at number 2 on the Retro Top 3 Countdown. Coincidentally, Greg would join the group at number 1 just a few short years later. That group is Avalon, and arguably their biggest hit on the charts is the song Testify to Love. Here's members of Avalon at the time on what that song meant to them.
I love that song.
I love it. Well, it's an anthem. I believe it's an anthem that that Christians need to live by, need to stand for. And we're seeing a lot of that. There is a move of God taking place in this country and around the world, and it's time for Christians to take a stand and to testify of the wonderful things that God has done, not only in their lives, but that He's doing within the family of God. I think that's what that song is all about. It's a chance for us to stand up and say, hey, you know, for as long as we live, we will be glad and thankful to take a stand for Jesus Christ and to let the world know that He is why we sing, He is why we are alive and well, and it's because of His grace.
I think the song definitely defines our testimony as something that should be bold. I've always believed that we should be very bold in our stand for Jesus Christ, and I always go back to the Grammys when Cece Winans accepted her award, and she was so bold and just made no bones about it. Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want us to be like that, not ashamed of any kind of stigmas or stereotypes, but just to say firmly what we believe and to stand behind Jesus Christ.
I was just going to add that I think that song I look at it as a challenge, you know, to really live the life and walk the walk of the name that I bear, and that is that I'm a Christian. And if that is the case, then all of my life should hopefully reflect that, mm-hmm. not just when I'm in church or not just when things are going easy. Your true character and the true test of your faith comes when you go through something really difficult. And that's when people really watch to see how you come out of it. So I look at that song as a challenge to have every part of my life reflect the name that I bear. And hopefully I don't even have to preach at someone or maybe share verbally with them. Hopefully they can see in my life that something's different. And through that, I can tell them about Christ.
Number one this week in 1998, it's Avalon with Testify to Love on Christian Music Rewind's Retro Top 3 Countdown.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out, it reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star and every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. Every hand that reaches out, every hand that reaches out to offer peace, every simple act of mercy, every step to kingdom come, all the hope in every heart will speak what love has done. I'm not afraid.
This is Christian Music Rewind, where the classics live on.